Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, and Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, let's ask the angels and welcome everyone. I see I have two callers on hold right now, and I'll get to you shortly. Thank you for joining us, listeners, listening right now, and those that will be listening on rebroadcast at another time. My name, Barbara Calvano. I'm a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. And I broadcast the show from New York City here in my living room in Queens. And it's my delight and pleasure to introduce you to angels. The show that I produce and host is all about angels, the very, very basics about working with angels, how they can assist you in having a more peaceful, focused and happy life. And how I got into this is that in the past 30 years, I've taken courses at a place called Landmark Education and other workshops here in the New York City area on relationships, communication, how to create breakthroughs in your life. I've also studied acting, transformational acting with Sandy Schurin, and studied yoga and meditation. And throughout all my different studies, and looking to see how to create more peace, creativity, manifest things in my life, I've found most recently that working with angels is probably the most gentlest, easiest way us human beings can actually receive guidance, create new thought patterns, and therefore, you know, get about in our lives in a more easy, relaxed manner. So I was introduced to angels through a friend, and I've slowly just been getting involved more and more. And I can only say that I truly believe that each and every one of us has the ability to tap into that. And it looks like intuition and its guidance that we've already been hearing all of our lives. Some of us are more in touch with it than others. And through the guidance of the angels, we are actually guided to make changes in our lives, and we can actually see things happen that normally with our regular thinking, with our regular thought patterns, things may take longer or may just be more of a struggle when we operate that way. So when working with angels, you really get to tap into what I call access to different highways, literally. It's like on a computer. It's a whole new software that you get to use. And you don't have to spend 8 hours sitting in a chair in a classroom, in a seminar. You actually can do this standing, waiting for a subway train, or while you're changing your baby's diapers. It's so, so easy. And angels are there for everyone. So each week, what I do is a three-card reading for the week, and I choose among the 19 card decks that I have from Doreen Virtue, and I do a reading for the week. If time allows, I do a guided meditation, and then I take listener calls and receive your questions and then deliver them to the angels and tell you what the oracle cards have to say for you. So, once again, you don't have to be Christian to believe in angels. It's for all religions. It's non-denominational. Angels are messengers from God. And basically, you can contact God yourself, your higher power, your whoever that you worship. You don't worship angels. They're like the mailmen. You know, they just deliver the messages, and they're here and abound and all around us to assist us right now. All we have to do is ask. So before I even get to that, I just want to tell you quickly two announcements. On April 20th, I will be doing card readings at a fair, a holistic fair in Tarrytown, New York City. Tarrytown, New York, I apologize, at the Doubletree Hotel at a fair called Awake Fair. And you can find this online at awakenfair.com. It's a $10 ticket, and you'll be able to see exhibitors, vendors, practitioners, and readers. And it's really going to be a beautiful, harmonious day there. So the reading I did for the week, I was guided to use an incredible deck, beautiful deck. If you see the picture there on the Blog Talk face, it's the Magical Unicorns cards. And some of you may say unicorns. Well, they actually are earth angels. And there was a time, many believe, I believe, that they actually roamed the earth. And there has been evidence about unicorn horns that existed. But since they actually disintegrate, it's very hard to find a record of that. So children actually believe in unicorns, and especially the children that are known as the crystal or rainbow children, born after the 1990s or even earlier. So the three cards that I was guided to draw are Imagine, Water, and Family Culture. And with the first card, Imagine, the message is, what would you see, feel, think, and hear if your wish came true? And we see a unicorn out in the field, and what is near him is a fairy, a little fairy delivering some flowers. And what we're asked to do is really get in touch with what we care about. That seems to be the resounding theme for the year, getting in touch with what you are, what you love, and what you would wish to have come true. And here, Imagine is spending time. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? And really allow your full senses to engage in something that you really would like to have. It could be a relationship. It could be something more material. And then the second card is Water. And here we have a mother unicorn with her baby unicorn. And the mother is right near the baby, making sure that it drinks water. Now, so many of us know how important it is to drink water, but why? Actually, here it says, drink more water and eat foods with water in them, such as fresh fruits and vegetables. Well, mostly why? That your brain is going to work better when you have water in it, and you actually are more alert. Therefore, you can imagine, you actually can expend energy to first imagine, and actually then therefore give some actions towards what you want to do and have happen. And I'm also getting from this card mothering. Like really, some of us may not have had a mother that had the time to be with us to make sure that we always ate well or had the food to eat, or maybe there were certain conditions where it could not be provided. But here it's allowing us to get back in touch with really allowing ourselves to give ourselves that mothering, caring, nurturing that we all need, and how water is so important, clean, pure water. The third card is Family Culture. Now here we see what looks like a Native American woman standing next to a Palomino unicorn. So it's black and white. And out in the desert, you see the red rocks and you see the desert. And here it says, learn more about your family's stories and history. And what I'm getting from that in conjunction with the other two cards is that when we spend time and learn about our family's stories and history, we often find out things that we didn't know. And they're like jewels. They're like treasures. So often we go about our lives as adults and we think we know everything about our parents and their families and whatnot. And if you're lucky, you had someone who did a genealogical chart so you can find out exactly who did what and where did they come from, what jobs they had, where did they live. And more than being fascinating, you can actually open up energy centers in you. And I'm going to say even happiness, because when you see how rich your family history is, it opens up something that wasn't open before. And for me, I found out later in life that I had some American Indian, Native American Indian in me, or even that I was Scotch-Irish, and that opened up such energy centers for me. And if you don't ask, you're really not going to find out. So if you can, if these people are still alive in your family, find out more about them. Now, it's not something you want to spend too much time and like really be in the past, because the most important time is the present. But what for each of us, there's something that's hidden that if we would just spend a little time to go back to those people where maybe we've closed the door on and we've already made up our minds about what happened, who these people were. The key here, the guidance, is that there's a gem, there's a treasure for you to find out that they have to give to you. And once again, don't spend too much time there, but know that there's a treasure for you that will allow you to be more peaceful and centered in your life today. So that's our reading for the week from the Magical Unicorns Oracle Cards deck. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and take my listener calls. And then later, perhaps I'll do a guided meditation if there's a moment of pause. So here we go to caller area code 201.
Oh,
hello there.
Hi, Barbara. It's Nadia. How are you?
Hi, Nadia. I'm glad you got through. You're our first caller today. Do you want to read it today?
Uh-huh, I do.
Oh, great.
I have something in the evening. I have a company, and I was wondering what would be the, I guess, angel's message and suggestion to me.
Okay, in regards to having company over today?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So what I'm going to do is just put down the phone for just a second until I get my headset next week, and I'm going to choose a deck of cards, and I'll choose three cards in regards to this question. Okay, hold on 1 second. And for my listeners, what I do each time, I'm guided to choose today's deck of daily guidance from your angels, oracle cards, and I clear the deck. I ask Archangel Michael to protect me and to protect this reading from any lower energies. I ask Archangel Haniel to have the message be accurate and direct. And then I choose the three cards. Okay, so the three cards I got are, the first card is Cupid, and normally we think Cupid as being like the romance angel or cherub, but here it says, we send you great, great waves of love into your heart and mind, awakening your love for life itself. Your clear decision to accept and enjoy romance has triggered this awakening. Allow yourself to spontaneously celebrate love in all its glorious aspects. So what I'm really getting here, it's not just romantic love. It's more agape, which is universal love. So there's a great, your heart is very open, and that it says that that by doing this, by having the people over, you know, it's something that you're really extending yourself and that you're celebrating love, and it's in all its glorious aspects. So you're just really open to universal love. So the second card says, have confidence. So it says, moving forward does not necessarily require you to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough, along with knowing that God works through you and with you in all ways. Lean upon us if your confidence wavers, and we will buoy your courage or faith. So we will float you. We will float you. Boy. B-U-O-Y. So have confidence. So even though you may have a little nervousness about it, it says, you know, have faith in God. And here this woman, she's got these beautiful light blue wings. She's sitting in the garden, putting flowers in her hair, where her feet are dipping into a little river. So she's totally relaxed and knowing, you know, she can still move forward, even if it's not 100%. The third card says the ocean. So here it's quite interesting. The deep blue sea speaks to your soul, healing and soothing you. Even the act of imagining yourself dipping into its healing womb brings about desirable effects. Better yet, spend time physically near the ocean. Allow its power and beauty to wash away all your cares and concerns. So actually what I'm picking up here is that if you have time and available, take a longer bath. If you can take a bath, if you have a schedule where you can't, just take a wonderful shower. Just allow the water to just
I guess it's a reminder for me to take a shower before they come.
So
I forgot about that, yes.
What's in the ocean? You don't have to use too much water, but yes, please take a shower. You know, sometimes, you know, a shower can do so much, and we do them sometimes just we think we have to clean ourselves. But lately, it's my spa treatment. Even if it's a short shower, because we want to, like, watch conservation of water, but a shower can literally wash away any negative feelings or stress, and it really does work. And I think more people, if they took the moment while you're in the shower, just breathe, you know, while you're in it. And allow the water, talk to the water. Thank you for taking away all my worries and concerns and just leave me fresh and ready, you know, for the next thing that you have for me. So that's your reading for this evening. Looks like it's going to be wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and thank you for calling, Nadia. It's great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, the next caller I have is area code 631.
Hi, thanks for taking my phone call.
Hi, who is this?
This is Suzanne, and I just wanted to see, I'm looking to have a companion that could lead to marriage one day. What do you see with that?
Awesome. I often get that question. And the deck that I love to use, or other various, you know, variations of that question. So the card deck I'm going to use today is the Romance Angels Oracle card deck. Suzanne, right? Or Susan?
Is it usually pretty accurate, or...?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get three cards and have them say, and you know what, I'm sorry, something just happened here. What you want to know is when will you be meeting someone to marry?
Yes, and if so, like when, et cetera.
Okay, very good. Hold on.
Have I already met them or will I meet them in the future?
Shuffle the cards, and I'm clearing them. Okay, so I was guided to choose these three cards, and so I pronounce your name again, Suzanne or Susan?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. So, Suzanne, the three cards I chose today, guided by the angels, are the first card is honeymoon. So, it says, enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. So, is there anyone that you're with right now?
I don't know. I know it sounds strange, but I've kind of dated on and off this one person, but I don't know if it's called dating or just friends with special benefits. I don't know if he wants to take it to anything else. Then I'm going on a blind date. I went last week, and I'm going to see him again Saturday. I mean, there's not that unfair, but I'm trying, and I want to know if it's either one of these two or someone new.
Okay, so it says that there's someone that you're seeing right now. So I'm going to start with this card, then the second and third card will probably clarify it. So enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. So it says that enjoy yourself. So whoever you're with, when you're with that person, totally enjoy yourself as if it were a honeymoon. So that's the first card. The second card says free yourself. And here we have the unicorn, magical unicorn. It says it's time to take back control of your life. So something in regards to in freeing yourself, here we're talking more about love. It's also talking about time. So I don't know how much time that do you feel that you're giving more time. You're giving more of yourself than getting back. That's the sense I'm getting here.
Yeah.
But also to free yourself so that be honest with yourself. And this will help clarify for you which is the one that is the one. So something about free yourself. Be more free. Take control of your time. If someone is not being totally respectful of your time or someone who's, you know, sometimes that happens when we're dating. It's really about honoring what preferences you have, like what really works for you. The third card says, it's safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. So the main reading I'm getting here, the message is to totally be able to be free when you're with a person, the first person, you know, wherever you are. The second one is to take control of, like, your power, meaning you are allowed, you deserve love, you know, you have standards, you have requests, you know, you have, and part of that is your time. I don't know if you have to wait, you know, when I was dating before I got married, there's one gentleman who I felt like I had to wait for his schedule before I could see him. And there were those, I seemed to find men that were like that before. It was like I had to accommodate their life. And I thought that's the way it was, you know, until I woke up and I go, hello. It really means, for me, it meant that he wasn't totally available for me. And I am 100% able to commit to me. And that was a wake-up call for me. Oh, I wasn't even asking for that. So here, and also I was afraid to ask for that. And here
does that mean that I should date him and date others?
Well, if your needs aren't being met, like if you're waiting for 2 weeks or you're waiting 1 week to find out Friday, Saturday, am I going to get the phone call from him? Am I, you know, because I'm trying to remember, I've been married now 23 years, what it was like when I was dating. You know, oftentimes I had to wait for the phone call or I'd leave a message and I would have to wait. And, you know, after a while and after getting older, it just wasn't very pleasing. It really wasn't great. So,
well, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
So you see, I should just, like, not see him and move on and date others?
That's what I'm sensing. Yeah. And also be honest with yourself. What do you want? You know?
No, I do know what I want, but do you see him coming around and changing or just move on and somebody else is going to come into my life?
Well, what I see here is that it's safe for you to love. So two things could happen. You could be more, I don't know how you communicate with this person. You could be more assertive and say, this is what I need, this is what works for me. And they may say, sorry, I can't deliver that. You know, a lot of it can be worked out with communication. Or if he's someone who doesn't communicate well, you already know, then it's time to move on. So I don't know how much stress it's caused you. You know that. But here it's
so maybe
really
this new person I'm meeting, he'll be maybe more of a person to date.
Say that again?
So the person I'm going on a date with Saturday, you think he might be more of a person to date?
Is this someone brand new?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here the third card says it's safe for you to love. Now, most of what happens with the angel's guidance has to do with our inner energy, our inner guidance, our inner, you know, our ability to open up. Because when you're open, you'll be able to sense working with angels helps us have higher intuition. You'll be able to sense whether this person is for you or not. But it's not going to happen if your heart is closed. Do you see? Because the heart is a little closed, it's closed. If you can open yourself up to be take a risk, something is possible. So it's more about than him. Do you see what I'm talking about?
All right, so I think what I'll just do is if the other person ever comes around, I'll be friends with them, and then I'll date others.
That's what I'm getting here, because I think you're already sensing that something's not right there. You know, in a sense, you probably wouldn't be asking if you were totally in love with him and things were working well. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
This is more about the middle card says free yourself. It's like, you know what? This unicorn is surrounded by a fence, and he says, you know what? I want to get out of here. You know, I want to jump out of here. And
all right,
safe
well,
for you.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm getting is just open your heart to give and receive. Be ready to receive. So that's the reading.
Can I ask another question, or do you have a lot of callers online? Or?
I have to go to, you're 631. I have one more person, you know,
okay.
That's been waiting for a while, so I need to go to the next person. But if after that, if you want, you know, if you want to stay on the line, you can do that.
Okay, I will.
Okay, very good. So I'll mute you here so I won't hang up
okay.
on you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Suzanne.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm taking area code 646.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you, and what's your name?
I'm doing pretty good. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Tony. Brooklyn. I'm from Queens here. Okay.
Hey, what's going on?
Yep, doing the show today. So, do you have a question that you would like me to ask the angels for some guidance for you today?
I can ask for a general reading. Would that be? Or
totally.
Would the
angels have to... I was going to say yes.
Okay.
Often that's a great question. Just what in general do the angels have to say to me with like everything that's going on in my life? You know. And that's a perfect question. So what I'm going to do, Tony, I was guided to choose the Archangel Michael Oracle card deck, and Archangel Michael is the number one archangel right next to God, your higher power, life force, and he's there to protect us, give us courage and strength, and we can call upon him at any time for that. So just give me 1 second while I shuffle the cards, and I'll... Okay, Tony. So the three cards that I was guided to draw, the first card is admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. And here, what's great, there's a unicorn on the card, so I've definitely brought in unicorn energy today to my show. Here the card says, there's a prayer on each of the cards, and it says, I appreciate your support in helping me face my feelings with grace and acceptance, so that I can be lovingly honest with myself and others. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me courage and strength. So that's the first card. So something in your life right now is asking you to admit the truth to yourself. And then if there are changes that you need to make, then you're going to act accordingly. And then Archangel Michael can give you the courage and strength to do that. The second card says, be gentle with yourself. And here it says, Archangel Michael, please guide me in treating myself with gentle nurture and do. Help me know that I deserve this compassion. I release any feelings of guilt to you so that I may experience lasting inner peace. So here also, there's something, an action that you're being asked to take in terms of just being more caring with yourself. Don't beat yourself up, if with your thought patterns, and help. You're being helped by Archangel Michael. So if you need to speak and do things that may be more difficult, that you're not going to, what I'm feeling here and getting from the angels, that you don't have to be critical of yourself if you feel afraid or if you feel it's going to be difficult. Not to worry. Just be gentle with yourself and then things will work out. And the third card says, pay attention to your dreams. So here on the card, it says, thank you for tucking me into bed tonight and helping me enjoy a wonderful, restful night's sleep. Archangel Michael, I invite you into my dreams as my teacher, guide, and healer. Please allow me to understand this situation on a spiritual level and give me guidance. So here, Archangel Michael, you can ask him to come into your dreams right before you go to bed. Sometimes you'll remember your dreams, sometimes you won't, but you can ask him to assist you in the things that need to be taken care of in your life. So here, this is the message that I'm getting, that there's something that in your life right now that you just need to be more honest about, and you don't have to be afraid. You can be gentle with yourself, so it will all turn out, and to pay attention to your dreams. Because sometimes we get a message in our dream that will help us. And also, what I'm getting from this is to get more sleep, get better sleep. So
wow.
I don't know how your sleep situation is, because sleep is really important for people, because that's where the angels are really working on us. They're clearing us, if we ask them, them, you know. So that is your message for today.
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony. You're welcome. So you can catch me on Facebook at B Calvano Coaching. It's listed on Blog Talk Radio page there. And for any updates in the area, because I do readings in the New York City area, like I had mentioned, I do it I'll be in Tarrytown on April 20th, and sometimes I do angel parties here in the city. So
Thank you, Tony.
I'm going to move on to the next caller. You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Okay, the next caller is area code 719.
Hi.
Hello there.
My name is Julia, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Julia. It's nice to have you.
Thank you. I was in your chat room, and I thought I would just go ahead and call.
Oh, good. Well, you know
basically,
I actually turned on my chat room today, and there I see you. I'm just, you know, we're a one-woman producer here today. And there I see my name is Julia, and I'd like to know what is coming up around me. Thank you. For love. Okay, great. So I'm going to use, again, the wonderful oracle cards, the romance angels, and we'll find out for you, Julia. And thank you for going on my chat page, because I wanted to start using that, but it's like I need to be like one of the Hindu goddesses with all the different arms. I can do
multitasking. It's challenging,
okay, so hold
for
on
sure, to keep track.
Yes, so I'm going to just put the phone down for a second, and then I'm going to shuffle the cards and then give you your reading. So hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, Julia, are you our area code 719?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I want to make sure. Okay, so here we are. The first card that I was guided to choose is attraction. And it says, it shows a woman right next to a wall with roses growing on it. And she's like taking the time to just really smell the roses. So it says, you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So how you attract love is actually, you know, something that we kind of like just brush over so easily. Taking the time to really enjoy life, and right now with spring coming, and hopefully you don't have allergies, you know, take the time to be with flowers. And roses don't come until June, though that could mean something's coming down in June, you know, when roses really start blooming. But here it says attraction. You attract it by enjoying this moment right now, like really finding ways to be in the moment and breathe it in. The second card says past life relationship. So you have known each other before. Now here I need to ask, is there someone in your life right now?
Yeah, but it's kind of going through a phase. Going through a challenging phase.
So
not really.
This is what it says about the phase. It says it's a past life relationship. And oftentimes we have soulmates that don't last eternity. We have a particular person that has made an agreement to, you each made an agreement to meet each other in this lifetime to work out an issue. And once the issue is complete, then you move on. So this may be the one or not. My sense from you is probably not. You know, there's a sense there. So it's saying that the relationship that you're in right now is a past life relationship. You have known each other before. And again, if you're able to transcend, like after the lesson that you have both have come here to learn is complete, sometimes you can continue and start a whole new relationship. But most often, there's something that needs to be worked out. It could be a communication issue, some energetic issue, and when it's complete, you move on. The third card says, express your love. It says, go ahead and make the romantic gesture. So I don't know that if it's with this relationship where you've been hesitant to fully express your love, or you did and it didn't work out so well, or it's time to move on and go ahead and make the romantic gesture, like I don't know if there's another person that you have your eye on, you know. But what I'm getting here, it says, go ahead, you go ahead and make the romantic gesture. So sometimes if you're with someone, they may be a little more shy than you, or, and even with men, you know, I know when I first met my husband, I made the romantic gesture first. I literally did, you know, 23 years ago. I'm the one who said, you know, I'm looking to get married in the near future. I did this pretty powerful way of dating back then. You know, I was going to say strange, but I decided to start talking about, you know, I said, I'm going to try talking about marriage because I've been pretending that it's not important to me, right? And that was bringing me a lot of confusion and a lot of relationships that didn't work. So I made the romantic gesture. I said, listen, I'm only interested in dating right now with men who are interested in getting married in the near future. Is that you? And for the most part, it was no. And then with my husband, it was yes. But there was a problem there because he was still dating someone else. So I said, I'm also not interested in dating men who are dating other people right now. I only want to date right now people who are fully single. You know?
Right.
So that, and 2 days later, he called me and said he broke up with this other woman. So literally that's how it happened. But I gave myself fully to love like that, you know, that's what I did. I opened my heart to say, you know what, I've tried the other way. I've pretended that the other thing works, that I don't, like I'm not sure if they're dating other people. I was just much more assertive. And that's what allowed me to have what I have. So here it says, go ahead and make the romantic gesture. So I don't know how this is resonating for you, but it says, be peaceful, be in the moment. Know that the person that you're with right now is a past life relationship. So it may or may not work. You know, it's going to be dependent on the lesson. There could be, you could feel it, you know, like there's something going on. You know, we're both going through it together. And but the last card says, put some power into it. Express your love. And then you'll see what happens. You know, it's better to go ahead, you know, it's better to say what's on your mind, in your heart, than to wait 6 months, another year, you know what I mean? And that way you open yourself up to the new thing. It could be the new thing with the same person, or it could be the ending of it, and then the newness, the space of completion will allow somebody brand new to come into your life.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Very good.
Appreciate it.
All right, good luck, Ben. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so the next caller is on area code 201. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi, Barbara. Sorry, I was listening to the show. I guess I was put on the line by accident.
No,
I did not
no problem. It's okay. I'm going to go to the other caller. No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hello, is this area code 646?
Hello?
Hello, is this Tony?
Yeah, this is Tony. I was just still listening.
Sure, no problem. I just did a reading with you, right? So no problem.
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go to another caller, so you can just continue to listen.
Okay.
Okay. So there we go here. So just taking a moment, everyone, as I figure out what the next. And I think this is area code. Hello, area code 646?
It's still Tony.
Okay, hi, Tony, again. All right, so now that I see, I have two people listening, so no problem. Thanks. So what I'm going to do now, so I don't have any new callers, I'm going to just check the chat line. So I have a chat box now that I can do. Nope, I don't have anyone in the chat room. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a moment and do a guided meditation because I have a few minutes left before another caller comes in. And I'm going to do a clearing, a release meditation. And I'm just going to put on a little music so you can get into a relaxed state if you're sitting in a chair. Just sit back, your back against the chair, your feet on the ground, and I'm going to play some music in the background, and I'm going to work with Archangel Michael, and I'm going to call upon Archangel Michael to assist us to help us release any stress, anxiety, tension that we have today, any lower emotions that may be difficult for us to let go of. And instead of just holding on to them, we're going to ask Archangel Michael, please come and be at our listener's side today. Archangel Michael can be in unlimited places in time, as he is unlimited. And Archangel Michael, please, with your sword of light, please cut any cords. And each of us has cords that are attached to emotions that have to do with other people in our present life, in our past lives, that we have anxiety, stress, anger, frustration. And this also can be other people who have this feeling towards us. And it can be conscious or it can be unconscious. And these are like attachments, cords. They're like tubes, like roots that extend outward to these thought patterns, these people. And Archangel Michael, with his sword of light, please now take your sword and cut all cords of attachment to fear, stress, anxiety, worry. And he cuts them all around us so that we're free of all this energy. And each one of you can call upon Archangel Michael daily if you feel connected, held by energy and emotion that's hard to let go of. And you can ask Archangel Michael to be with you and stay with you at all times, to protect you, give you courage and confidence. So thank you, Archangel Michael, for cutting the cords of my listeners today and by being by their sides when they ask you to. You also can ask Archangel Michael to surround yourself in cobalt blue light, like a bubble. And this is a protective shield, like an umbrella from the rain, that will protect you from psychic attacks, energy, harsh energy. And this blue light lasts for about 12 hours, so you want to do this twice. And just like you put on a coat before you go outside, it's best to do before you leave your home. And you can surround your home also with this cobalt blue light. Your loved ones. And you can ask the angels to be posted at each one of your windows of where you live to protect your home, your office, and also an angel at your door. And these are simple things that you can do. And the angels are only so happy and glad to do that for you, because their commitment is only one, is that you're peaceful, you're happy, and that you enjoy your life. Another thing we can do today is ask Archangel Michael to vacuum away any other psychic debris or lower emotion or tension or pain that's in our body. And how he does that is he takes a vacuum, which has like a nozzle, and he puts it on top of our head. And with this nozzle, we ask Archangel Michael, please vacuum away any tension, any pain, any sadness, any anger, any frustration, any fear. And with this vacuum, he pulls up from the bottom of our feet, through our legs, through our stomach, through our back, our neck, shoulders, even in our arms, pulls up and out from the top of our head all that does not serve us. It's not supposed to be in us, for we are first divine light. That we allow ourselves to be filled, or we are filled unconsciously by negative energy. So all this is pulled up through the top of our head and delivered up into the heavens, where it's transmuted into pure loving energy. And when it's all been removed from our body, we ask Archangel Michael to fill us with divine white diamond light, liquid, filling us totally, brilliantly, every part of our body. So we are filled with peace, calm, and happiness. And you can ask Archangel Michael to do this on a daily basis. And you'll find yourself more peaceful, centered, and have more energy. And lastly, today, to release even more and open up ourselves more to love, I want you to imagine a corral, like where horses like to run and play. And in this corral, it's on a big field, and there's a gate at the front and a gate at the back. And in the corral, we are going to see people that we have put there because we have not forgiven them completely. And these are people from our past, present, past lives. It can be family, employers, employees, co-workers, friends, people we said we forgave, but we really haven't. And on a daily basis, check in to see who's there and open up the gate and let them walk out and run freely like children. You don't have to call them unless you feel inclined. But here, this is a release exercise for energy and opening our heart. Let them run out. See them leaving the corral one by one. You don't have to email them, write them a letter. Just open the gate and let them out. And on a daily basis, check in. You'll see who's there. Somebody that you have not completely let go of forgiving them. Now, what they did for some is probably unforgivable, the act. We're not talking about the act. We're just talking about the person. We can forgive the person. Because when we hold on to unforgiveness, like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, and it's holding energy in our body. So on a daily basis, forgive. Let go. Use Archangel Michael to clear yourself, protect yourself, and enjoy more peace in your life, more energy, more miracles, and more magic. I want to thank you all for listening today, and you can find more information about me on my website, bcalvanocoaching.com, and I'm available also in the New York City area once again for bookings, for events, for seminars and talks. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy yourself, and I'll see you next Friday at 4:00 on Blog Talk Radio's Let's Ask the Angels. Have a wonderful evening. Namaste.